Blog Talk Radio.
About Rush Limbaugh, if he is irritated and bored. So in an episode that he had recently aired, there was a topic of medicine and how medicine may be criminal, and kind of just to, you know, summarize it, is that, you know, clearly, you know, the Rush Limbaugh show is concerned from a, I keep saying the, you know, so clearly concerned with clarifying political commentary issues, etc., right? So keeping that in mind, I thought it was interesting, though, because there seems to be general confusion out there about what we're even talking about. Now granted, you know, his point in the show was that, or to be fair, his point in the show was that, you know, MDs should not be criminalized, and clearly they should not. But he did have a caller, however, that called in and tried to then clarify what, you know, the I guess the left in this case could be referring to when it talked about wellness or medicine or, you know, disease or that sort of thing. And he tried to delineate it between the medical field, MDs, dealing with medicine and then the naturopath side. So what's interesting to me is a couple things. Is one is that the science of wellness is a science. And it's not an art. And so that's my take on it. And because it's a science, it is a very specific thing. It's not like a generality. And so, yes, I agree that there is medicine, and then there are diets, and there's exercise, and there's, you know, I guess natural regimens, for lack of a better term. But really, wellness is one thing. And it's regardless of how you get there. It's just, did you get there, and were there, say, side effects that then offset a portion of getting there, right? Meaning for every, let's say, three steps forward, to take a step back. And so, but the question still is what is it? What is it you're trying to achieve? And, you know, and so the zone, i.e. Dr. Barry Sears, did was provided that understanding of the biochemistry, which is really quite phenomenal if you understand the intricacies. And so the reason for the show is not really just to focus on Limbaugh, but to, I always tell that the conservatives getting into a problem here with their tone, because, as you know, the left always champions things, even if they don't understand, they champion the form, the larger image of it, like health or safety or one of the other larger forms, which they clearly do not own, and for the most part do not understand, but yet they champion as if they do understand them. And the conservatives rightfully say, you know, I don't understand exactly what you're talking about. We should leave it up to the free market to get there, and I agree with that. But it does pay to know, and it pays to know for lots of reasons. One, personally, you know, in Limbaugh's case, he's got an autoimmune condition, which is fueled by cellular inflammation, which is, the absence of that would basically be the definition of wellness. Quite simply put, the absence of disease or the path therefrom, or thereto, I'm sorry, would be another good definition of wellness. So, but again, defined biochemically through the hormones, through the biochemical pathways, through the transcription factors, the histones, to the DNA, to the expression, and then the resulting, the result of that expression, that results in inflammation, and the process that it takes in order to become uninflamed and therefore well. And so, in his case, it was interesting because he said in the show he was irritated. If he talked about it, he'd be irritated more because it's not his bailiwick, or however he phrased it, it's not his cup of tea, which is fine. And I understand that, and it's irritating to argue something when you know no one else really knows, but they have an idea. So going back to the days of Socrates, let's say, where he said, we have an idea of the good, but we don't know what the good is. And I think that's been the prevailing case for the last 10 years, you know, for decades and decades and decades. And I don't include previous, because at least we practiced good medicine, which was cod liver oil and vegetables from the old days. But So at least there was good biochemistry, even though we may not have known. But now that we're pursuing it and we're all on a path towards, say, disease, how do I make that statement? Well, the best information I have is that America is currently more inflamed than they've ever been and more inflamed than any other country on Earth. And if you're inflamed, again, that's the opposite of anti-inflamed, and therefore, consequently, you're moving towards disease. So that's how I know. But you're in a time where everyone's looking because they want to know the answers and they want to point fingers at this, that, and the other thing. And it simply is not going to work unless you understand what to do. I've always thought in my life that I have a very philosophic nature in that I want to know what is good, right? Not all the things that aren't potentially good, but what is it? Because if you know what it is, it's very simply then therefore that is, and anything else would not be. And then you'd have a certain structure that would tell you, well, certain things would lead to more non-goodness, for lack of a better term, than other things, because you begin further away from what was defined as good. So very serious sets up what is good, essentially. What is good, what is correct in biochemistry, in order to what make you well. Okay, so that sounds fair enough if it were true, and it doesn't rely on generalities. It's very specific biochemistry that leads to a very specific biochemical state. That state is to measure, or that point is to measure three basic measures. The gold standard, which is arachidonic acid divided by EPA. Arachidonic acid being the pro-inflammatory fat, and EPA being the anti-inflammatory fat. Not DHA, all you DHA Nazis, but EPA being the more important fat, in my opinion. So all of that being said, is you now have, again, a molecular definition of what is wellness. So now how do you get there? Okay, how do you get to that AA to EPA of, let's say, 1.5, which is his opinion on what the wellness state should be? Well, there's lots of ways to get there. There's better ways to get there than others, and then there is worse ways to get there than others, and then that's where the science and the character that brings up the form of wellness becomes very important. What I would like to suggest is that, going back to Rush Limbaugh, sorry to center him, but he's in the public eye, and it's amazing to me, again, the conservatives not taking this sort of thing seriously when America is on the brink of just complete reckoning from this inflammatory cascade. You see it everywhere. I believe that this is why you have the increasing rates in all the chronic diseases, is because of the cellular inflammation, specifically cellular inflammation, not, you know, immediate inflammation from, let's say, an injury, but cellular inflammation. I've been studying this for 13 years. I may not be let's say, brightest biochemist, but I'm a pretty good deductive reasoner, and when I see what is true based on deductive reasoning, it doesn't mean all the fine details were worked out, because when I first learned it, they weren't, even though most of it was, actually. Just the science was known that the products didn't support yet. But it doesn't mean that it's all figured out, but it means the basic parameters, like the U.S. Constitution, for example, and enough specifics to get the ball rolling into the good. And I bring up the U.S. Constitution purposefully and intentionally to apply it to, let's say, Limbaugh, who, for example, Rush or whoever, the U.S. Constitution, for example, was not ever tested prior to it being implemented. Yet we all are glad that the quote-unquote geniuses implemented it. Why? Because it struck a great balance between free markets and democracy. And we'll see if that stands the test of time, but the best we've seen to date, probably in all objective measures. So again, but it was the knowing of that, and I'm not saying that that's science, but I'm assuming if there were a good regime, that it would be science-based, and that's a decent parameter, let's just say, not say there wouldn't be a better one, which I believe, like the Republic of Plato, would probably be the best, bar none, being the Constitution, but if implemented, you would give rise to probably the best regime that we've ever seen, a knowledge-based regime and founded on virtue. And so I submit that knowing the anti-inflammatory science enough, you know, not to be a biochemist, but the biochemistry associated with anti-inflammation enough to know that this would then lead to greater goods generationally. What I'm saying is not just even in the current generation, but generationally, because we know that now that this inflammation is transgenerational. So it's impacting all generations. It's cumulative. It's not specific. You know, we think, oh, I do this and then I get impacted. No, it's not. It's cumulative. Bottom line, it's cumulative. I'm not trying to patronize or talk down, but it's cumulative, right? And I don't think most people think of it that way. So genes are passed on from generation to generation, and if they're expressed, they get passed on expressed for the most part. So if you have the bad genes turned on, bad things are going to happen. I think that's simple enough. If you have good genes turned on, good things will happen. And by good, I think that's very easily definable. And now it's very easily measurable. And the testing has been done. Let's say animal models are great sources of tests that have demonstrated that that over multiple generations, no matter how good the gene set is, that if you increase omega-6s, decrease omega-3s, on a standardized diet, okay, on an equaloric diet, high omega-6 groups always become more sloth and diseased and fatty livers, and the list goes on. So where we're at is this misunderstanding, so a disconnect, I guess, is the point I'm trying to drive at. So there's a disconnect in understanding that's frustrating, because if you don't know, then you don't, I mean, you know that someone, just because they're ignorant, which we all are, if it was ignorance, you know, the whole Obama administration would be thrown in prison. If that were against the law, you know, no one would be alive, in my opinion, because I don't know of anyone to date, that being prior to the Berry theory, you know, I know there's certain individuals that kind of had a good idea and understood the facts, how they interacted in the immune system and all of that. I know that there were some, but you know, 99% of people do not know what wellness even is. That's why they attack fat. That's why they attack cholesterol. That's why they attack everything but inflammation in the, you know, basically not the sole source, but I'm going to say the primary source of the problem. And the reason why is because they're ignorant. And so being ignorant in itself, but it's hard, like if you were ignorant of the Constitution in Limbaugh's position or in government or the, you know, in any branch of the government, you couldn't, especially in the Supreme Court, you couldn't be ignorant of the Constitution and be called a constitutionalist and say that our national DNA, you could, if you didn't understand it, you were applying medicine to it, i.e. rulings or actions, you know, which branch of government you're in, you couldn't say that you were operating to the good. Because the Constitution basically defines the good. Now, whether you agree that it is or not is a whole other issue. That is our DNA. And it brings out a certain form of person, by definition. All things come from government, forms of government, clearly. I mean, take a socialistic regime, right? I mean, you're going to produce a certain type of person, generally. Why? Because of certain laws and everything, and enforcement generate that. Or you get out of line, you get whacked, you know, you get the general idea. And so that is our DNA, that is our good. And if you don't understand that, I don't see how you could operate. So once you understand what is wellness, everything else becomes clear. Yes, medical doctors have a role. No, it's not criminal. Again, if it were criminal, to be ignorant, everyone would be in jail, clearly. So doing what you think is right is perfectly fine, especially if, you know, it's helping somebody, I guess, get through the moment, which is fine. But to put our focus then back on being good, becoming good, always in a state of becoming, never being, which always leaves you room for improvement, which is the good thing about that. The bad thing is you never really are anything. You're always changing into something else. But that's obviously a philosophical rant. But the point is, on a path to wellness and not on a path to disease. If the baby boom generation, the greatest generation, all got their cousin role for the most part, and they became the greatest generation, solid brains, etc. So going back to another point, when Limbaugh looks around, yes, there's been indoctrination. Yes, there's been the media. Yes, there's been Hollywood entertainment. Yes, there has been education that has definitely degenerated, but there's another type of degeneration that's also occurring and is a big part of the equation. But I would like to suggest it's just as big, especially when it hits a certain point. Maybe in the beginning it's not that big, but once you go over the tipping point and you have chronic disease on the horizon, it becomes just as big, if not bigger, because you cannot fight your biological demise. And it is happening. And because it's not understood doesn't mean it's not happening, going back to the old logic, which is if a tree falls in the forest, it will fall. Well, of course it did. And if it's happening, it's happening. And there are those of us who do know that it is happening, and it's not hyperbole, and it's not, you know, extremism, and it's not overreaction and that sort of thing. It is actually happening. It is a fact. And the degree to which this fact is becoming important is with each successive generation, as animals studies would suggest, and now with the brighter minds, it can tell that DNA it can change and at what rate. And so you're starting to see a lot of Alzheimer's. You're starting to see a lot of Down syndrome, and I submit that a lot of that has to do with cellular inflammation. And so forget about government-sponsored eugenics, which clearly is part of the problem, but again, something you can control today, which would be cellular inflammation. And so that is most easily controlled by the best fish oils on the planet, Omega-RX, the best polyphenols on the planet, Maki-RX, and the best foods on the planet, like Zone Pasta, all coming from Zone Labs, that is zonediet.com. So here we've got a prescription to this. Now that it's known, I would submit to you that it is known, and there are studies that do support it. Inflammation Research Foundation has done a lot of studies. Long-term ones are too long-term to do, but there are studies that are out there that are long-term that are close to an anti-inflammatory diet that represent, that have significant results, if you know what you're looking at. So here we are with the science, the supporting studies, the debunks of the New York Times, the debunks of the Greeks, trying to say that fish oil is not important. We're at a point in time where, you know, you say that, you know, the tide starts rising and enough people know, it starts to trickle. Here's the bad part. The bad part of this is that most people think that they can go out and buy this fish oil and that fish oil and be equal to, and it's that old, that's the same thing. I just got a Walmart. You know the kind of person I'm talking about. In fact, all the majority of people I talk to would say that. As if it's one thing, same as another thing, same as another thing. I say, hey, yeah, for your deodorant, hey, yeah, for your toothpaste, hey, yeah, for your this, for your that, but not for fish oil. Why? Because it's very important to get good fish oil because you're taking it for a reason. And the more power that it has by virtue of not being oxidized and being clean, having the right antioxidant mixture, which I learned a lot about the other day, in terms of our European partners and friends across the pond, that having that right dose of antioxidant blend in the fish oil, creating around refined fish oil, how important that is. So the point is, it all matters. And if you want one thing to be good, it's not your car. Yeah, you want it to run, but as far as looking good, who cares? Well, I know some people care, obviously, and I care to a degree. But fundamentals, fish oil, and then next polyphenols, and then next food, and maybe not exactly in that order. But that's what we're talking about here, is you can't just have the knowledge of the science per se of how biochemists work. Then you have to have the knowledge of then how to apply that knowledge, fix it. And so for the most part, this misunderstanding that's out there can be easily rectified by picking up,
I read it in a book,
or going back to the one movie, which off of my head can't think of the title. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. It is, can't remember. Actually, I can't remember it. But anyway, versus Yaman, read a book. Well, okay, so it's called The Zone Diet. And in fact, one of the better ones is Omega-RX. The most current one is The Mediterranean Zone. And that incorporates a lot more of the polyphenol knowledge that, even though we had knowledge of it, we have more specific knowledge on each one, more general knowledge or more specific knowledge on the polyphenol content of and the ORAC values of the different types of polyphenols. So again, I just, listening to people talk, I guess here's what frustrated me with even the guy that had a generally good idea as to the differences between medicine and then, let's say, non-medical is probably the best way to say it, since there are many non-medical approaches. What frustrates me is there can't be a number of those. It would be very specific. And within the dietary part of that, which is, let's say, 80-90% of the equation, it would be very specific. It wouldn't be, oh, this naturopath or that naturopath or this herb or that. Yes, they all do something, but there is a pecking order, okay? And there is there are priorities, okay? And excuse me. And so that is now known. So I don't have to go to this naturopath and that naturopath because science, again, is science. It's not an art. And I can measure my inflammation in a blood test now. So I know what my inflammatory is, so I know what would be working and what wouldn't. And I also can measure other things, like, let's say, you can know if you had higher amp kinase levels, energy levels, okay? I would talk more to the polyphenols. But without being too complex, because you could go down a rabbit hole here with the non-understanders, the point is that very specific formula is not subjective to a very large degree. I mean, I'm sure there's more knowledge to gain, but it's getting pretty advanced, and from every category, meaning the anti-inflammatory category, which would include, let's say, for the most part, the fat, BPA, DHA, GLA, toasted sesame. Very important in upregulating, downregulating inflammation, upregulating resolution, and with the GLA, toasted sesame, also providing more anti-inflammatory upregulation, meaning not just stopping it, but then but then producing anti-inflammatory responses. So that's what's in that category. And then you get to the antioxidant category. Well, it's mostly the polyphenols, not the vitamins, water, fat soluble, but the surface active, the polyphenols. And within that category, delphinidin seemed to be the powerhouse by far. So I shouldn't say seem to be, but are. And so even though the formula may get better, even though knowledge may get slightly better here and there, there's your basic construct. There's the architecture. There are the parameters. So again, likening it to the U.S. Constitution is not a whole lot of wiggle room. You've got your general balance of power, which to me is the zoning diet, balancing proteins, carbs, fats, which balances your endocrine hormones, insulin, glucagon, cortisol. And then you get your very specifics, and then you start. Once you do that, then you can get more delineated. Well, what does this exactly? Right, famous speech. Well, in this case, exactly the high grade, high dose fish oil, exactly delphinidin. So now, once you clean up the environment with the general zone diet, now you can kind of infiltrate with more and better nutrient bases that now will do something in whole. I've always used the analogy: in Russia, would you go put a business, the same business you put in America? No, probably not. And why not? Because the parameters in the environment are so different. So if you, in your body, similarly, if you have an inflamed environment, those nutrients don't mean as much. But in an uninflamed environment, sky's the limit. So when you take care of the former, which is the more important, the more divine, you're then able to go practice specific virtues. So holding up the higher virtues of let's say, hormonal communication and anti-inflammation, you can then go after, let's say, increasing AMP kinase, which would be cellular energy. So this is, so what's great about this is now this is essentially the waters have been cleared. They're no longer murky. And I know for a fact that, well, I should say, I believe this becomes the foundation of medicine go forward. It really does, because not only does it take care of most of your problems, so I think, caveat, medical drugs work much better. So there you have it, best of all worlds, right? It's not saying you can't, but it's saying, without it, you're always going to be moving towards a state of disease. With it, you're moving towards a state of wellness. And by the way, another common theme that I've heard stated a lot as well is partly hereditary. Well, everything's hereditary. So it's not anything, nothing's partly hereditary, it's all hereditary, and then that mixed in the environment that you're in. So I know what they mean by partially hereditary, it's kind of a misnomer. It's all hereditary, and if you mean by partial, depending on what else is triggering it, I agree, but it's hereditary, and then in which environment. So if you didn't have the genes you had, it wouldn't happen. But the genes you do have in a particular environment act in a certain way, just like crime increases in bad policy. When you pull out of Iraq, so ISIS increased. But when you were in Iraq, ISIS was held at bay in that region and probably spread a lot less across the world at large in aggregate. So back to the analogy. And just quite frankly, I mean, at this point in time, if it's not understood, there is a very good science out there. You're way behind. I mean, honestly, read a book. Now, there are lots of books out there, and I read a lot of them, and I can tell when people are being general. I can tell when they're relying on their generalities and not on specific deductive Socratic reasoning that would then lead them to an ultimately better, foundational conclusion. So I do understand there's lots of books, but they're all now kind of beating the same horn about inflammation, but they're superior. Understanding which is the zone. Now, interestingly, going back to the antioxidant mix, our European friends have laws against higher or certain antioxidant mixtures that go into fish oils, which is ironic to me because that would infer that they know. And the truth is they don't know, because fish oil with a lower grade than what's required to protect a high-grade refined fish oil is being used in Europe. And that's not good because it's going to have more oxidation than normal and it's going to have less strength effectively. And that's why you take it. So you take it for that very reason. So why would you have a law that prohibits having a better, stronger fish oil? You wouldn't, unless you really don't know what you're doing. So again, that's why you got to keep your liberties for the better, for the advancements. Because when they come along, you want to be able to take advantage of them. I realize it's a two-way street, you can go way the wrong way. But that's why you get behind someone who knows, Dr. Barry Sears,
and it becomes a lot less murky, and there's not this huge disconnect between knowledge or between understanding what is wellness and understanding the role that, let's say, medicine plays. Because it clearly plays a role, and not everyone's going to get uninflamed. And a lot of people are very far along on that inflammatory cascade, and things still can go wrong. You know, solar flares, stress at work. I mean, you get the picture. I understand that this is not a utopian perfect world, but the closer you get to that perfect, the better off I believe you are. And the studies indicate across the board, an official, when used properly in the proper protocol, and the inflammation is brought down to the proper AADEPA, has not ever not yielded significant improvement to that which is being tested. And I've read about in the Inflammation Research Foundation and in select studies. So there you have it, Limbaugh. Future's here. You're not even close. I wish you would be, because I think you've got a good program, a wide extension, and understanding this, practicing it yourself, you would notice a massive difference. Here's the bottom line. Your blood values would all improve. So the blood doesn't lie. You do the zone, hydrosocial, especially the hydrosocial polyphenols. That alone basically gets you to, 10 times better, I'm making this up here, but 10 times better than you were. So at least because it's, 2 minutes a day to do something like that, a minute a day, versus trying to make sure they eat the right foods. But as time goes on, you feel better, you eat better foods anyway, so that's kind of the gist of it. And it would be nice to when people argue, they know what they're arguing about. And I see them arguing like generalities. One person's arguing political politics, the other person's trying to argue they're close to but not really hitting the mark on what is wellness, which is, again, the absence of inflammation, and more importantly, the resolution of inflammation, or part and parcel to anti-inflammation is the resolution of inflammation, which is a great read because now you're repairing cells like you envision, the true limitless pill. I always laugh at when I see movies and pills that they can't be by definition because we know the science. It requires EPH, DHA, EPA and DHA, high dosages, refined, clean, it requires high-grade polyphenols, and it requires his own diet to get that sort of biochemistry going. Nothing known offsets the opposites of those things. And there's no reason, since you could do those things and be and apply the most amount of benefit or receive the most amount of benefit from them. So, again, misunderstandings, maybe know what you're talking about before you get in the argument. And it's credit, if you didn't want to talk about it, probably because you didn't know. But it'd be nice if someone did know, even people that call in, just to get it out there so that another group, another audience can then understand that there is a better way, and we would all at least know what we were talking about, and maybe we could just not even have a lot. And I'm just kidding. I mean, but bottom line is if you're healthy, it stands to reason, the healthier you are, the less medical treatment you would need. So there's your future. I practice it. I live it. I had a tough life. And I am very happy I found very serious and unknown because once you understand the science, it's like understanding a bit of heaven. I mean, you have knowledge. And that is way more like knowledge than anything ever before. All the pieces in place, products, ability to apply that knowledge because those high-end products are there. And then, in my opinion, you buy a lot of less other stuff. It's just changing one thing for another thing and getting a better result. But it's by definition, and it's by specific design, and it's not like anything you've ever read because it can only be one right answer in this. Yes, we all have differences, strength, stronger, weaker, different gene sets, but what impacts those genes is basically the same, which is cellular inflammation, oxidation, glycation, primarily cellular inflammation. So I come in full circle there. Okay, so that's my show. There it is. Hopefully that disconnect between understanding becomes a little bit more widespread so that we know what we're arguing about. So that's my show, my friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Adios.